This year marks the 50th anniversary of a short-lived Cleveland TV show that's still being talked about today by musicians. It was called Goulardi's Shock Theater, and its anarchic host could be called the godfather of punk. Mark Uricchi of member station WKSU has the story of a behind-the-scenes TV announcer who stepped onto the screen and influenced a generation of Ohio kids.
Before the Sex Pistols formed in London, before CBGB opened in New York, Cleveland had the Electric Eels.
Oh, I'm so educated, so educated. Run through a washer machine, educated.
Somebody asked me what my influences were, and I said, you know, among other things, Sun Ra, Goulardi, and Albert Eiler.
That's John Morton, guitarist and founder of the group. He's not alone among the proto-punk and new wave musicians in Northeast Ohio who cite Cleveland avant-garde jazz saxophonist Albert Eiler as an influence. They also mention Detroit's MC5 or New York's Velvet Underground, but invariably the common thread is Goulardi.
He was an iconoclast in the true sense of the word, of breaking established things. You know, it's great for kids, this kind of defiance that you have. He was a great influence. I mean, you know, every Cleveland band I've read about has mentioned Goulardi as an influence.
Goulardi hosted horror movies on Friday nights at 11:30. His real name was Ernie Anderson, and he was a booth announcer for WJW-TV in Cleveland. For Goulardi's Shock Theater, he copped a Transylvanian accent and occasionally read letters from viewers.
Dear Mr. Goulardi, like so many Clevelanders, we enjoy Channel 8's science fiction movie. Can you believe there's somebody that enjoys these movies? He says, please try to be less obtrusive.
He wore a fake goatee and white lab coat covered with political buttons and adopted the attitude of a 50s beatnik. He wasn't afraid to answer his critics on the air, asking his cameraman to zoom in on their letters.
Take a shot of that note. This is important. Stevie, do me a favor. Next time you write me a note, try to be less obtrusive, will you, baby?
Gene O'Connor was watching.
He was a cool guy, you know. He was a guy that was cooler than your parents.
O'Connor would later go by the name Cheetah Chrome, write some classic punk songs, and play guitar for the band The Dead Boys. Even after they became famous, the band members continued to talk about Goulardi.
He followed us through our lives. You know, he got us when we were young, and we followed him to the end. We're all diehard fans of Goulardi.
That's because Goulardi was everything the rest of TV was not. He made fun of news anchors on other stations, panned the movies he was showing, and told kids to skip them and go to bed. Tom Farron is co-author of a book on Goulardi.
TV hosts were, at that time, neighborly, you know, or authoritative. They were responsible. You know, the grown-ups were on TV. Goulardi was a grown-up who didn't play by those rules, and that was really refreshing.
The show dominated its time slot, beating Johnny Carson and capturing as much as 70% of the viewing audience on Friday nights. Even at a young age, David Thomas knew something was out of whack.
9 or 10, you recognize normal. It's not hard.
Thomas went on to lead the groundbreaking bands Pere Ubu and Rocket from the Tombs. Thomas has lectured on Goulardi and says the late-night host was subverting authority figures before that became a popular pastime.
Because he exposed them all as the same kind of idiot that you are, you know, that they weren't any smarter or more in touch with anything than you potentially were, you know, even as a kid.
David Thomas calls that generation of Ohio youngsters Goulardi's kids. They included Jerry Casale, one of the founders of the band Devo.
We thought he was cool. He made us laugh. And he blew things up on television. He destroyed property.
I sent my model cars to Goulardi. He blew one up on camera.
Paul Murata of the band The Styrenes.
I was very happy. I got 10 points at school for that one.
Oh, yes. Extra credit. All right.
That's Jamie Klimek of the Cleveland band Mirrors.
He superimposed himself into the movies like Attack of the Crab Monsters. Oh, look at that giant crab. And he was anarchic. Okay, he didn't care.
And this was a quarter century before the debut of Mystery Science Theater. But it wasn't just Goulardi's irreverent attitude. Off-screen, Ernie Anderson was a jazz fan, but his sound engineer, Chuck Shadowsky, played blues, surf music, R&B, and a lot of offbeat material on the late-night show.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, 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 the bird.
Ralph Carney remembers that music.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's like Midwestern proto-punk.
He later became a horn player for Tin Huey, the B-52s, and Tom Waits.
He was playing surf rock kind of stuff, played Duane Eddy, Desert Rat.
It might not have been punk when it came out, but it was incorporated later, says David Giffels, co-author of the book We Are Devo.
In a literal sense, the Cramps, most of whom came from Akron and Cleveland, directly took on this B-movie, horror movie aesthetic that came straight from Ghilardi, and they have songs that reference Ghilardi and reference his, you know, Stay Sick, Turn Blue.
When I'm a human fly, I spit it in a while. I say buh-buh-buh, and it's just because I'm a human fly, and I don't know why. I got 96.
Despite his lasting influence, Ghilardi's show ran for only 3 years. Ernie Anderson retired the character and moved to Hollywood, where he became the voice of ABC television.
And tonight, a gambling cruise for charity proves a chancy proposition on the love boat.
Ernie Anderson died in 1997, but his legacy lives on in thousands of small ways. Filmmaker Jim Jarmusch, who grew up near Akron, cites him as an influence. The Cramps' horror meets rockabilly persona led to a style of dress that's since become known as goth fashion. And you can even see the influence in the work of Anderson's son, director Paul Thomas Anderson, who named his company Ghilardi Films. For NPR News, I'm Mark Uricchi in Akron.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.